The season's first major snow blanketing the campus in white and slush didn't seem to bother the hundreds of Obama supporters and students who had been waiting outside for hours in the chill. It also didn't seem to affect the president, who took the podium almost 20 minutes earlier than scheduled.
I don't know where else you can go sledding in Halloween. It's like, what's up with the snow this soon?
The president quickly got down to business and politics, though, in a roughly 30-minute speech where he laid blame on the gridlocked Congress for not passing his stalled jobs bill. He also offered more details on his student loan plan, which, among other things, would allow students to combine their public and private loan debt into a single government loan.
We're going to make it easier for you to have one payment a month at a better interest rate. And this won't cost... It won't cost taxpayers a dime, but it will save you money and it will save you time.
Plans to bring relief to students saddled with loan debt are of particular interest on campuses like CU, where state funding has shrunk to less than 5%. Many students, like Mahala Greer, who introduced the president, have come to depend more and more on financial aid and loans as tuition costs rise.
So many of us struggle to repay our educational debt simply because we are not on the fast track to a six-figure salary.
Meanwhile, Republicans here dismiss the president's policy speech as nothing more than a campaign stop. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.